Thank you for downloading this episode of Just Ball Things NBA Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and give us a rating and review on iTunes. And now, on with the show.
Shut up and sit down.
This week on an express edition of JBT Pod, Kyrie wants out of Cleveland. We'll be discussing his suitors and what team makes the most sense for him in a little game we like to call hashtag alternative facts. We've set ourselves the task of making the perfect 41-win team, and it's harder than it seems. And finally, we'll be taking a look at the upcoming NBA season with our most anticipated teams and players. So shut up, sit down, because JBT is about to begin. Good morning, afternoon, or evening from wherever you're listening across the world. Welcome to this edition of Just Ball Things NBA Podcast. My name is Nick Busink, and I spent the last 2 hours of work tonight evolving Pidgeys. Let that one sink in. And with me today on this episode 1.29, we have the J-Man, Jack Manuel. How are we, mate?
We are very well, Nicholas. I have a question about your Pidgeys. Are they now Pidgeotos or Pidgeots?
Well, they're now mush. I transferred them into candies.
Oh, right. So,
and they go through that like punching machine and they get condensed into a nice digestible candy.
Oh, very nice.
Because Pokemon is for kids.
That it is. Before we get started, Nicholas, we'd like to do a quick shout out to Playmakers Radio. We are being broadcast on them for the first ever time. So shout out to those guys and all the listeners who are listening to us through that platform or whatever platform you're listening to us. Huge shout out, big thanks. And stay tuned to JBT for a bit of an express version of JBT.
This
a bit of a shortened version.
Yeah, that's right. This is definitely an expressed JBT. Try to aim for about 20 minutes. So without further ado, Jack, should we start?
Let's get going, mate.
All right, let's start. Two words, mate. Kyrie Irving. is that all that needs to be said?
I'm living under a social media rock, Nicholas. Can you explain to me what the happened with Kyrie?
Like, I certainly can, Jackie.
Go.
Among several possibilities discussed in Irving's meeting with the Cavaliers, he is looking for a trade. The San Antonio Spurs were raised as a preferred destination. League sources told ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski. Other teams Irving said he'd be willing to join are the New York Knicks, Miami Heat, and T-Wolves. He apparently wants to be the guy at an organization and no longer wants to play with LeBron. Whoa. That's all I have to say. This came out of nowhere.
I'm not sure if I told you this, Nick, but I was watching Dunkirk and the film ended and like it was a very intense film. I won't spoil it for those who haven't seen it yet.
Nolan is
a genius. Harry Styles is bae. but I look at my phone as like, you know, as you do after a film ends, and it's just like 5 notifications from Bleacher Report and it's like Kyrie. I'm like, what the hell happened? Like, this, it's just like out of nowhere. And like, I immediately messaged you. I immediately messaged Maggers. It's just like one of those moments where you just are always going to remember where you are. Like when Chris Paul was traded, I'm like, I remember I woke up in the morning and stuff, but this was wild. And for those that don't know, we have a little bit of a scale we like to call the Busink Manuel scale, Nicholas, where we rate sort of rumors around the NBA, and we're going to rate this Kyrie Irving thing. Do you want to explain to anyone who's a new listener to what this entails?
All right. The ever illustrious Busink Manuel scale rates NBA rumors on a scale of alternative fact, hashtag alternative fact, hashtag Wikipedia fact, or hashtag fact. So alternative fact doesn't reign true. It's not going to happen. Whatever. Wikipedia fact. Yeah, there's some truth to it. You know, you'd be willing to put it in your essay, but not enough to
reference it, you know, or plain fact, it's going to happen. It's set in stone. So do you want to step through each of the teams, or which is most likely for you to pass, I guess?
I reckon, yeah, we go through the teams that he's mentioned here, because at the end of the day, so we've got, I think, four teams from memory. So let's start off with the San Antonio Spurs, Nicholas. Where do you rank this on the Buzic Manuel scale?
A lot of people have put this one quite high, not specifically on our scale, because it's our scale, and no one knows it yet. It's a fairly unknown scale, but we'll get there. We'll get there. I'm putting a Wikipedia fact on that, just because I don't see that. I can't see the move. Just the popularity that has gained. I feel that there's a big reason for that, but I can't see how the Spurs move pieces apart from LaMarcus, and no one wants to take LaMarcus to make this trade happen, unless you've got some inside knowledge, mate, Mr. NBA writer.
No, well, look, of my many sources, Nicholas, I don't, the one I was mentioning to you before we started recording about the fact that LaMarcus Aldridge has been a rumor of getting rid of, but unless, and I told you this as well, unless a third team were to be involved that would have an interest in LaMarcus, the Phoenix Suns always tend to be brought up when that happens. They've had an interest ever since he was on the free agent market, so I can see it happening. And I really want it to happen because Kyrie and Kawhi, and I was talking to some people yesterday, like Pop, Kyrie under Pop system. And I mean, the best GIF-related reaction to this was, remember how...
Pop was running?
Yeah.
Is this the whole Pop? Yeah, I've seen that one.
You really know my mind, Nicholas. You know me so well. It's like, and of course, I'll preface it with like what was said. It's like, he's like, Pop, he told the front office I'm on summer break. And then, like, the front office is like to Pop, we might be getting Kyrie. And then it's just the running gifts. And I'm just like, it's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. But I agree. I'd give this a cheeky wiki. So we'll move on. We've got the cheeky wiki for San Antonio Spurs. What about the Minnesota Timberwolves, Nicholas? This one came out of nowhere a little bit because, I mean, the Timberwolves have recently gotten Jimmy Butler in the preseason.
Exactly.
The free agency. Jeff Teague.
This is for me, mate.
Taj Gibson.
This for me is a hashtag alternative fact.
Yeah, look,
he's not going to the T-Wolves. No way.
I feel like we need something in the middle of alternative, and I mean we've only got a three-notch scale.
We are the founders of this scale, mate. We can change it to whatever we want.
So let's say like less alternative, because that's where I'm going to put this. Because the reason why is because Kyrie has a very strong relationship with Jimmy Butler. Like, they're almost biffles. Like, we've all remember and memorized that video of Kyrie and Jimmy singing Thousand Miles, which you sung to me on the car right over here.
Yes.
And they've been, it's been rumored that they're actively trying to recruit him. Now, he's going to want to play there, but it's how they're going to actually fit him in. There's no way, under the current roster flexibility that they have and contract and like, you know, salary cap flexibility, that they can fit him in. I would love it. Like, imagine that big three. That could, like, the offense on that team would be out of this world. Like, I feel like that would probably rank them as a top three contender. Like, you got Kyrie, you got Jimmy, you got
the West,
Kat, and you got Andrew Wiggins. You got Andrew Wiggins, right, as a fourth man.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put this as less alternative. Just for this one time, but
what about,
I mean, yeah,
what about the Heat?
For me, it seems the,
what about the Heat?
Yeah, see, okay, the Heat is one where I'm going to give a cheeky wiki to. I feel like Pat Riley just gets meetings with everyone. He had a meeting with Gordon Hayward this free agency. He's the godfather of NBA front offices. Everyone wants to meet with Pat. The Miami culture is a famed thing in the East, as the San Antonio is in the West. I don't see it happening. I mean, the likely scenario for a trade to happen would be probably Goran Dragic and maybe a Justice Winslow, which would be, you know, a decent trade for the Cleveland Cavaliers and with LeBron James, but that would probably still make them the best team in the East. But in terms of making the Heat, like, astronomically better, I don't see that as much of a... Like, it doesn't impact them as much, but, you know, living in Miami, those tax breaks as well, and you know,
exactly.
That's where the banana,
Wiki
for me, mate.
He's a Miami guy. I feel that this is still a Wikipedia for me, just because this was so out of the blue, I haven't had time to process it and judge, you know, what's a good fit for him. But I look at Kyrie and I can see him, you know, it's more of an aesthetic thing. He'd look great in the Miami uniform. He just seems like a Miami guy, and he would be the guy there. He wouldn't get that at the T-Wolves. He wouldn't get that at Spurs, because that's just not how they operate. And Kawhi's there.
That's a very good point. A very good point you're making, and that's, people are reporting that that's what he wants to be. He wants to be the guy.
The guy. And, so he'll get that at the Heat and at the next team, potentially, that we'll preview here, the Knicks. I'm giving this one a cheeky Wikipedia too. I mean, it's pretty dry. I think I've given, three Wikipedias. He would be the guy here. Again, New York, a big franchise. He would fit well there, and the fans would love him. But will he take Porzingis' place? You'd think so. But then you're just hindering Porzingis' growth, I think.
Yeah, to an extent. And, I mean, I want to invent another notch for in between Wikipedia and real fact. Like,
we have not thought out the scale at all.
No, it's our scale. We can do whatever the fuck we want to it. do you remember Ask Jeeves, Nicholas?
I do.
Yeah, so I'm gonna put this as an Ask Jeeves fact, because I feel like there's a bit more validity than Wikipedia. I'm not sure if Ask Jeeves does have more validity, but it's the first
you
thing
would
that came
trust
to mind.
Ask Jeeves over Wikipedia. What is wrong with you, mate?
I don't know what is above Wikipedia but under an actual like plain fact. So I was thinking like Yahoo. I don't know. So
I think we're over. I think we're overthinking this scale. But continue, mate.
But yeah, I think the Knicks, out of these four teams, is the most likely, and it's the most likely because in terms of facilitating a trade, most people that have come up with a list of scenarios, apart from the Jeremy Lin for Kyrie Irving trade, it makes the most sense. I mean, hashtag Kyrie to Brooklyn. In terms of the trade itself, now this is the one that's been making the rounds, Nicholas. This is via the Schultz report on Twitter. So Cleveland gets Carmelo Anthony and Eric Bledsoe. The Knicks receive Kyrie Irving and Tyson Chandler, and Phoenix receive Kevin Love and Nikola Tina from the Knicks. So in terms of the three-way trade, we were discussing this before we started recording. I think that benefits all parties to some extent. And I think if we are to see a trade being facilitated, that is one that is likely to happen, unless something crazy out of nowhere happens. Hence why I think the Knicks is the most likely destination for Kyrie at this stage. Do you agree, disagree? What are your thoughts?
Well, that trade, it's between Knicks and Miami for me. But that trade that you mentioned, I tend to agree with you. Like Cleveland will do really well with Melo and Bledsoe. Having a motivated Melo with LeBron will be just so much fun to watch as a viewer. And Bledsoe's a brilliant two-way guard as well. Knicks receiving, obviously, Kyrie and Chandler, two great players. One, obviously, very young and still very, very, very good. Phoenix receiving more youth. You know, nothing wrong with that, I guess. And I like Tilly Kina. I mean, a lot of people didn't give him the sort of credit I think that he deserves. Very, very young lad. Yeah, very, very young lad, 18 years old, and straight out of Euroball. He'll be great. I think he'll be great. It'll be another Porzingis. And K-Love to Phoenix. I mean, it seems like a win for all parties at the moment. So, yeah, I'd say that's pretty much it for Kyrie, as much as we'd love to continue on with it.
We could speak so much longer on it, but I mean, this is JBT Express, Nicholas. So let's move on to a segment we like to call DP of the Week, our discussion points. Now, we've got a couple here. We're going to keep it short. So last week, because it's been a while since we've done our pod, Matt Moore of CBS Sports, he made a trend. He trended on Twitter asking people to construct an NBA team that would win exactly 41 games. And this blew up. I loved it. Nick. And we talked about it before. We had a great team. So let's create a couple of 41-win NBA teams. They have to be average. They have to be 500.
Well,
what do you got for me?
They can... You say average, but a 500 team is a good team. I guess a decent team.
It's a pretty good team. In the East, a 500 team is like the fifth seed.
Exactly.
But in the West, a 500 team is probably like 10th.
Yeah, that's true. Especially next season, anyway. All right, so what sort of direction are we going in? Are we going five average to good players, or, you know, get a superstar and fill some average players around him?
Let's do a couple. Let's do the one that we came up with together when you were on the car ride over here. So one we came up with was we had Ricky Rubio as our point guard. We had Avery Bradley as our shooting guard. We had Carmelo Anthony as our small forward. We had... Who was that?
Gallinari, I think, was at the four.
Yep. We had Danilo Gallinari at number four, and then Kostakoufos. I feel like that is an almost perfect 500 team.
Never like, mind about the fit. I have got no idea. Imagine these five guys on the court together.
I actually like it. I think the balance is actually not too bad there. You've got two defensive-minded guards in Rubio and Bradley who would make up for the lack of defense of Melo and Gallinari. Hmm. And Kostakoufos is just there because, you know, he can rebound a little bit. He's just like a sort of a bit center, which is probably what a lot of people have done in this exercise. But I like that fit. Did you have any other ideas for this 500 ideal 500 team? Excuse me.
Well, you can put a superstar and then just try to fill the pieces around. It's just like some average shooters, but in this NBA, that might actually be a playoff team. You get one superstar with four shooters.
Let's do one revolving around Kyrie Nicholas. Let's try and come with one with Kyrie just to sort of keep it relevant. So we've got Kyrie at the point. Kyrie is a star. If he's the guy, he's probably going to be a 500 team anyway. So let's get Kyrie at the one. Who are we going to have at the two? We're going to have like a defensive sort of guy to sort of make up for Kyrie's lack of defense?
I kind of feel Avery Bradley again, but let's try and get away from that. Maybe a Pat Beverly. Like, he's still a brilliant player.
Two combo guards, I like that.
But that's already a lot of talent there in the backcourt. Like,
yeah, but Patrick Beverley is your ideal sort of 500 second guard. So I like that pick, Nicholas. I like how you're thinking. Right. Now, so we're moving on to the front court. So we've got our small forward. Now, a small forward, we can't have too good of a player here. So we can't have, like, you know, a Kawhi Leonard, a Kevin Durant, or we can't even have a Gordon Hayward. I think Gordon Hayward would probably be, like, just past the limit that we're looking at. So let's think. Let's go to, say, maybe a Tobias Harris from the Detroit Pistons. What do you reckon about him?
Yeah. I don't mind it. I feel that you need a shooter, but that's not always... That can catch fire, but then need him to catch fire, he goes really quiet.
You'll love this one, Nicholas. Otto Porter.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. Hey, mate, best three point shooter in the league last year. What?
Hashtag not a max.
Yeah, not a max. I don't mind that. He can go quiet some games. So, who you got the four?
At the four. At the four, I'm thinking of a Nets guy. He's a vet. We need a vet presence. So he starts a power forward for us occasionally. Trevor Booker.
Yeah, we need some shit in there. That's good. That's good pick.
He's a grit and grind sort of guy. He does all the little things he can handle a little bit. So
we need some good old Brooklyn crap.
Yeah, absolutely. Hashtag Brooklyn grit, mate. Nets Nation. Now the center position. Here is where we could go a number of different ways. We could just fill someone in like a Kostakoufos as we did, or we could get someone who is like decent or good enough to sort of, you know, bring out or like work with Kyrie in a certain way. Now I'm thinking someone who has the potential to be, but has just never realized that and has been probably had a horrible year last year by his standards. I'm thinking an Andre Drummond.
I feel he's too good. I feel he's too good.
But he had a trash year last year.
Yeah. I don't know. I was literally thinking more of a... This is like a combine between Wizards and Brooklyn, but Gortat. Because, like...
Oh,
not,
of course you were going to say Gortat.
Mahimni?
There would barely be a 35-win team with
Kyrie and...
He would be able to...
The center position doesn't matter. Like,
it does
not really. Put Gortat in there and he'll get in some nice pick and rolls with Kyrie. It'll be fine.
Yeah, I like it.
If you get someone too good, then it's... Nah, it's... It can't be a 42-40 team.
I only think that Gortat makes them too good, and we need to think like lesser. So maybe like I'm trying to think who's not for the best. Let's go to
Timofey
like
Mozgov.
Yeah, maybe a Mozgov. Get the Mozgov in there.
This is definitely a Nets Wizards team.
Absolutely. but Nick, we are running out of time in JBT Express, so let's move on to very quickly. Looking forward to next season. What teams and players are you looking forward to seeing, mate? Kick us off.
For me, next season's a big, big hype season for the 76ers, and I think that's pretty common for a lot of people. You get a fit Simmons, that Aussie pride. Hopefully, a fit Joel Embiid again. It's just going to be... Markelle Fultz, sorry. It's just going to be such a fun ride down in Philadelphia. And what will happen is that three of them will go down injured in the pre-game warm-up.
Oh, God. Don't say that.
I really don't want it to happen. But, and I'm hoping that the Wizards can kick some Cavs' ass after they sell Kyrie and... what's his name? LeBron James. Yeah, that's the one. And LeBron James leaves, so that'll be good. In terms of my player, I'm probably really looking forward to seeing Blake Griffin at the Clips. Some guy I know wrote an article about him. What was his name?
I like him.
Yeah, I think it was my fellow podcaster, Jack Emanuel, wrote a nice article regarding Blake Griffin and his year next year with the Clips, his role and all that stuff. Some nice research there. I think it's on our Facebook page, so you can check out. Yeah,
and if not, check out OTG Basketball.
That's it. But yeah, I look forward to how he's going to go back to that sort of point forward position now that Chris Paul's gone. What about you, mate?
I'm heading out west, Nicholas, for my teams. And I mean, a lot of people will probably be agreeing with these two teams. The Timberwolves, they've got to make the playoffs next year, and they're one of the most exciting young rosters alongside the 76ers and the Bucks in the league. Thibodeau's going to make his imprint on this team with Jimmy there now, and I'm hoping for big things for Minnesota. And another team, I think, who's now probably elevated themselves as to be the next legitimate challenger to the Golden State Warriors is the Houston Rockets. The addition of PJ Tucker, obviously Chris Paul. I'm just super excited to see how this team's offense runs with Mike D'Antoni and ball movement. This is going to be like as sexy as watching a Spurs team run its offense. It's going to be exciting stuff. And in terms of players, I'm sticking in New York, and I'm going with the Porzingis. Now, with the New York Knicks front office somewhat settled, and I say that very tentatively. And of course, the man with ice in his veins, my boy D'Angelo Russell. And I reckon with the amount of like departures from the East, I reckon D'Angelo has a sneaky chance because he's got such a huge cult following. He could be up there, sort of like Lin is most years, to be a possible fan vote all-star. And watch this space. And D'Angelo, I'm rooting for you, baby.
Oh, well said, Jackie. Is there anything else you want to get to? Because I think we're running a little bit overtime on this one.
Should we hit the DBF, mate, or should we leave it?
We'll leave it for now, I reckon. Just as ever, guys, thank you so much for downloading and listening to this episode of Just Ball Things NBA podcast. You can find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, Playmakers Radio, and again, another shout-out for them. Massive thanks for those guys. And any decent pod sender, and remember to rate and review the show because it'll help others find us and help add to the conversation. If you want to get in contact with the show, you can hit us up on Twitter, JBT Podcast, or using the hashtag JBT Pod. You can get in contact with us personally on Twitter. At JBT Real NJ is myself, and at the J-Man JBT is Jack. You can hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/JBT Podcast, or Instagram at JBT Pod, and also through email. We'll be accepting your emails, any questions, queries, comments, whatever, JBTPodcast@gmail.com. So remember, it's you guys that make this show great. So we appreciate any and every post heading our way. So until next season.
Keep balling, superstars.